Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, April and later live cattle futures have held support. They held support yesterday, closing slightly higher, but the same cannot be said for front month February. February closed lower for the second day, ending just slightly below the 20-day moving average. The February contract needs to come in line with cash. The cash market has not been tested to any great degree this week, but the general consensus is that cash will trade a dollar higher. Feedlots are banking on it, having the confidence that waiting until the last minute will result in packers writing a larger check. Meanwhile, one would think that hog traders would show greater concern over a severely overbought futures market, but it seems to be spurring them on. It almost seems as if the Reddit crowd stepped into April hogs, but there is no indication of that. The market is both fundamentally and technically driven higher. Having said that, it is Friday, and we're looking at a three-day weekend, which could trigger some profit-taking. Modest buying overnight across the three wheat exchanges as stabilization appears to be the tenor heading into the weekend. Thursday was a particularly disappointing session for bulls, as early buying was cast aside in favor of a mid-session meltdown, which led to conspicuous exhaustion candles on daily charts. On balance, volume in all three classes of wheat is in negative territory and trending sharply lower, indicating which side has been in control the last 3 weeks. Firmer corn prices overnight as futures add to the solid recovery witnessed Thursday. On daily charts, the reversal seen the previous session was encouraging and helped the March contract close back above the 20-day moving average. Another solid week of export sales, along with a slowdown in farmer movement amid the cold blast in the Midwest, seem to support. And higher trade across the soy complex overnight as gains were added to Thursday's higher close. The violent nature of the last few sessions has left many on social media looking like heroes 1 minute and zeros the next. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
February live cattle down 80 cents, 115.32. April's up 42 at 123.12. March feeder cattle down 35, 139.15. And April's down 12 at 143.37. April hogs up 242 at 84.25. May up 147 at 86.37. Kansas City wheat, March up 3 cents, 6.11. May up 3 cents, 6.17. Chicago wheat, March down 2 cents, 6.33.5. May down 2 cents at 6.39. March corn up 6.5. 541. May's up 7 cents at 539 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 13 and a half, 1367 and a half. May up 14 and a quarter cents, 1366 and 3 quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.